broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? What buenos dias?
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
Man, I can't believe y'all motherfuckers got me to come here again this week.
Yeah, man.
Three in a row?
That's like a, what do they call it? A turkey.
I thought a three-peat.
Oh, a trifecta.
A trifecta.
The Holy Trinity.
I was this close to being like, fuck this motherfucker.
Are you serious?
Where's my dollar?
Well, it's right there. You go bend over and get it.
What you going to do for it?
Nothing.
It's right there.
I'm going to do a fucking show.
Just get it right there.
You know what? I want a dollar per show.
Per show.
Starting today.
What are you going to do with a dollar per show?
Fucking roll it up. Put a little snow in my nose, a little, nose candy.
I see.
I wonder if, like, doing lines of cocaine, like, if it's different if you use, like, a $100 bill.
Yeah, it is. In my experience, you know, you taste the difference when you're doing it from a dollar bill to a 20 to, like, a $100.
Really?
Yeah. It feels more prestigious with the higher denomination of the dollar bill.
I wonder why that is, though.
Because you know that, you know, you just rolled up a fat, you know, you just rolled, you know, you just lined up a, you know, a few fat lines of fucking coke, and with that, you're going to use a $100 bill that's in your pocket?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, it feels good. Yeah.
I would think that it's because there's a little bit, like, more cocaine in the $100 bill, because the $100 bills are crisp, right?
Well, you know, you would think that was the case, but the older bills are better because you can roll them up easier.
Really?
And they don't unroll as quickly as a crisp bill.
And they probably have cocaine residue from other users.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you know their nose has been in the fucking the same part of the bill, is, you know. So you're snow buddies.
Man, see, I never thought of that.
Yeah, man, I didn't think.
Man, I've never done cocaine, man, but the movies make it look super fun.
It's fun, bro. Dude,
especially when they're like doing like lines off of like naked women and shit.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah, I'm just like, fuck, that is fucking amazing.
It's a good time as long as they don't move.
as long as they don't move or you don't sneeze and shit.
Yeah, sneeze or they breathe and then it breaks it all apart. Then you got to fucking go all over the place and try to get the shit out.
Was the first time you guys seen cocaine sniffed off of, like, titties, was it RoboCop? Is that where you first saw it?
RoboCop?
They had it on RoboCop? I don't remember.
I remember when it was that guy. I forget. He's the bald guy. The one that became foreman on that 70s show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think he had some hookers, and I think he was sniffing cocaine off of their titties.
Was it him?
Yeah, because he was the boss of that company that made RoboCop.
Yeah, No, he wasn't.
He was the owner, no?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, he wasn't.
No, the bald guy was the villain that they paid to fucking do all the destruction and shit. You're thinking about the actual guy at his house who had all those TVs? He was the one.
That's the one.
Oh, him.
Yeah, that's not Foreman or whatever his name is.
No.
Red? Is that
Red,
not Red?
Red.
Red is the villain.
Yeah.
That guy, he Red killed him.
Oh, okay. See, I'm confused, man. Yeah. I only watched 10 minutes of that movie. I just thought I saw that.
Oh, okay.
I did see some cocaine sniffed off of some titties, I thought.
Man.
I've seen it.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
I've seen the movie, but I don't remember that part.
All right, well, we'll find it today.
Yeah.
We'll watch it again.
Man, the only part with titties that I remember from the 80s, or I don't know if it was early 90s, was on Total Recall when that alien had the three titties.
Oh.
And the alien's like, ooh, baby, you make me wish I had three hands.
Did they see that?
Yeah. You didn't see it?
I remember. I don't remember that part.
It was the little black dude, one that would drive the taxi. Was he a taxi driver? Some shit.
Chris Tucker?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
That's Fifth Element, fool.
Okay. Yeah,
this was reminded me of like Don Cheadle and shit. He was probably like Don Cheadle's daddy.
It probably was Don Cheadle. Did they show the tits on the?
Oh yeah.
Oh, she was topless.
Yeah, she was topless, and it was three tits. And I think I was like 12 and shit, and I was just like, oh shit, she got three titties.
You're like, do they make them like that?
And for some reason, we have the VHS.
Yeah.
Like, we had the VHS, so you know that part was kind of worn out and shit. We kept rewinding. Like, we owned the VHS somehow. Okay. I don't know. Right. I don't know how we got it. And was it
after the riots?
Oh shit!
It must have been.
Yeah, man. But the 80s and the 90s, man, were something else, bro. It was even on Instagram, they were showing this this fucking guy that was I forgot his name. He was like a host, a game show host, and this dude would go and kiss little kids.
What the hell? Which one? Was it Nickelodeon?
No, he was what was his name? Oliver something. Oliver was his name. He would go. And you know, when you know how like you start interviewing the kids,
yeah, mm-hmm.
and the little females, like he'd be like, "Oh, come here, give me a kiss," and the little girls would be like, "No, like I'm okay," or you could tell that they were uncomfortable.
Wow.
And then he would try to sneak a kiss from them.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was something Oliver. I can't. If I remember it, I'll say it later. But
well, the show host from Family Feud, from the 80s, he used to fucking kiss the shit out of all the fucking women.
Not Family Feud. Was it Family Feud? Or Family Feud. Or Bob Barker used to do that shit too, no?
Would he? No.
Wouldn't he harass people?
They never said a bad word about him.
Oh, because the only scandal he had was that, didn't he get in a fight with like this golfer one time?
Yeah, I remember that. That was a long time ago, though. Why you got to bring that up?
I don't know, Jerick. Yeah, I think we need to let it out of the closet.
Well, the golfer had no fucking right to be on the fucking golf course.
Why?
He was a hockey player.
I had every right to fucking be on the golf course. I mean, you know, that golfer had every right to be on the golf course.
This is not your life.
Yes. No, it's not. It's not. It's not, because I was not punched out by Bob Barker. And the price was right. Bitch.
That was a fucking movie, Jerick.
Were you happy? Were you happy?
I was always happy, bro. Yeah. Always happy.
Happy Gilmore.
Huh?
Happy Gilmore. That's a fucking movie, man. That was the one with Apollo Creed in it.
No, it's not. Yeah.
The one that would say, it's all in the hip.
Yes.
I remember. And he's missing a hand for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember why that was.
Oh, that was the alligator. He was trying to retrieve a ball and the alligator ate his hand.
Oh, okay.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
It's crazy how like shit evolved, right? Because I remember, I forgot what year it was, but I don't know if you guys remember like when thigh gaps were like the thing,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
and people were really into like fucking thigh gaps.
Those were the heroin years,
probably.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. Those were the heroin years that the chicks were supposed to look like heroin addicts.
Oh, okay.
Oh, models. I thought you meant like superheroes. Okay.
No, I go.
Wonder Woman did not look like that.
No, the models were supposed to look like heroin addicts, very skinny.
Oh yeah,
and very like they had no fat on them or whatever.
Right, and people were into that shit. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, it's whatever they tell you you're supposed to be into. That's what you're into, right?
I'm like, give me some fucking chub rub all day.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. That skinny shit is fucking gross now.
Yeah. Well, see you guys. Were you guys into it then, though? Did the marketing work on you guys?
Nah.
Because sex always sells.
For a second, I was like, oh, she has a thigh gap.
Yeah.
It's like,
it works.
It's like you can look between her legs.
Marketing.
Like from behind.
Because apparently she can't open her legs.
Right.
Right.
But it's weird because I had always had like a thing for like soccer players and shit, like, because they had big legs, you know?
Right.
And during that little, like, that little span, I was just like, she has a thigh gap.
He's like, give me a long distance runner.
Would you like a girl that has big calves as well? Like Barlow calves?
No.
Think about it. Come on, think about it really hard.
As long as they match the legs.
Yeah, she has big legs.
Okay.
Big thighs, but she also has really big calves.
They can't be like monstrous.
I mean, bigger than yours.
Yeah, of course. If they're about Barlow's size, I can handle that.
You can handle that. That's pretty big.
Those are big, bro.
Yeah, but I wouldn't discriminate her for that.
Mm. Are you sure?
I think I don't know what the kids say now. What do they say? No
homo?
We used to say no homo.
No, we never said that. You said that.
I've said no homo.
We never said no homo.
I never said that. We never had to say that. No, because we were secure in our manhood.
Yeah, oh, no, exactly. I was like fucking... Like, well, the fucking east wind could blow me to the other side.
We were always concerned about you. That's what
you're I was walking a thin line. He said, let me reassure you, no homo. No, I don't know what the kids say now, but fuck it, whatever. No, like, his legs aren't bad.
But think about it. Those big-ass calves are going to be around your ears at some point. That's some big fucking calf.
Well, as long as she's not trying to fucking squeeze me like a watermelon.
She might, bro. She just might. That's the danger.
Just don't piss her off.
I would have to tap out.
She don't respect the tap out.
You ain't gonna have the referee right there,
right? Or we're gonna have to have like a fucking safe word.
No, that ain't gonna work either. Fuck. If you piss her off, a safe word is not gonna help you.
You know what? I can't work with domestic violence, bro. I think I would be out. I can't fear for my life like that.
You're 6'8", bro. What the fuck do you have to worry about?
Yeah, but her legs are like fucking watermelon crushers.
Yeah, they're like probably as strong as a fucking gorilla strength. Hand grip, bro.
Imagine. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. You've seen those chicks that crush watermelons with their thighs, right? That's scary.
That's crazy. Because
that could be your fucking noggin right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think if they're like... Because I'm not into, like, bodybuilder chicks.
Oh, yeah.
No, like, no. They can have, like, nice, thick legs that match their calves and shit like that.
And their butt, yeah.
And their butt. Mm-hmm. You know, that's fucking natural and shit, I would hope. And, yeah, I could deal with that.
So if she has abs, you're out.
Abs?
Abs, bro. Like you could see defined abs, you're out, right? Because that's extreme.
I'm not a fan.
No, I'm not a fan either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like if they're like protruding, like
yes, like fucking apex.
Oh nah.
Like if I close my eyes and I can feel I can count them.
Yeah.
Nah.
You'd probably feel like you're with a man and
I don't
shit.
Like that.
Exactly.
Shit.
No, yeah. That's a little too much, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just not into the whole bodybuilder thing, bro.
No.
That shit.
No.
I like thick girls. You know, thick, but not too thick.
But they still have to look soft.
Soft.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
the
word.
They have to look soft.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Don't look hard.
They can be, what do you call that? Like, they could be.
Like fit.
Like fit. Yeah, but like when you touch them, they don't need to be soft, but soft is a good plus.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Even if they're like taut. Is that a word? Taut? Like everything is like firm. Firm. If everything's firm. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but if you see abs, I'm out. That's a little too
much.
Yeah.
Yeah. She can't look like a fucking bodybuilder. Her neck can't be like super big and her fucking pecs all strong. Like
if I see veins on her neck, I'm out.
Yeah.
If she has more veins on her neck than I have on my dick, I'm out. I'd be like, I'm out of here.
Agreed. Agreed.
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Fellas, have you guys heard about all this fucking P. Diddy shit going on right now?
No, not yet.
Who's P. Diddy?
P. Diddy.
What do you mean, who's P. Diddy?
A.K.A. Puff Daddy.
Oh, Puff Daddy?
Sean Combs. So I don't know when the court date was. I don't know if it was today or when it started, but
oh, it started.
Yeah, but they're not televising that shit because I think they think it's gonna be too crazy to televise. Probably
they don't give a fuck. Probably someone didn't pay enough.
I know. Yeah. I pay pay per view. If you know what the government, if they wanted to really make some money, they'd fucking have it pay per view.
That's where it would be at.
$25 a month.
Can you believe? Oh my God!
Watch the trial.
That would be amazing. Even if they do like $20 per day,
yeah,
I think they'd make a
lot
of
people,
money.
People would pay it.
Yeah, because you know
who's gonna benefit? Fucking Kleenex is gonna benefit. The lotion companies are gonna benefit.
Johnson and Johnson, baby oil.
Hell yeah!
Wee.
Damn. Man.
But I guess like some of the crazy shit that came out, man, it was they were interviewing Cassie, which I'm assuming was kind of like his girlfriend at the time.
Isn't she the one that he fucking dragged out of an elevator, or was that somebody else?
That's what I thought. Is that the one? I think it is.
I don't remember. Yeah. Maybe it could have been her.
Is she sort of Latina?
She's a little light skinned black girl.
Yeah, I think that's her. That's the one they dragged out of the elevator.
Caribbean. I don't know, but yeah, that's probably her. And so they were interviewing her, and her ass was talking about. How? No. Actually, they interviewed like a escort guy, an escort guy that P. Diddy used to, or what should I call him? Puffy? I feel weird calling him P. Diddy.
Call him Sean.
Sean.
Call him Daddy.
No, I'm not gonna call him Daddy.
Call him Daddy.
Fuck that. He may come for me.
Come on, you.
Come on, me.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to call him Sean. Call him I'm going to be an adult, and I'm going to call him Sean.
Call him Papa.
Sean.
Mr. Combs.
Mr. Combs. All right, so look. So the guy, right, that he's an escort, paid escort. So wow. Mr. Combs would pay him $6,000 to fuck Cassie.
Really?
Wait. So he was paying dudes?
He was paying
fuck
his girl.
To fuck his girl?
While, I guess, he would sit in the corner wearing a white robe. He would wear a bandana over his face.
Wait, why?
And a hat.
Why?
Why?
I don't know.
But they knew it was him.
Yeah, of course they knew it was him, but I guess, I don't know.
Was it being televised or was it being recorded?
It was being recorded.
Oh, okay.
It was being recorded. Okay. So Mr. Combs was sitting in the fucking corner.
He's like, I don't want people to fucking identify me, even though it's my house. It's my bed.
Right. You're like, that's him.
It's my robe and it has PD on it.
So it's obviously him. Yeah. So that this fool's over there like fucking stroking it in the corner, right, while this escort is boning his girlfriend. Uh-huh. So then the weird part there was that he was saying too that part of it that Mr. Combs wanted the escort to piss on her.
Really?
Right, so he would start pissing on her, and he'd be like, "No, you're not doing it right."
Yeah,
because he wanted
piss in her mouth.
He wanted the escort to piss in her mouth.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
Yeah. So, and the thing is, like, what the fuck was Cassie thinking? Like, just fucking agreeing to all this shit.
Exactly. I mean, she was probably high, right?
High, drunk.
She was all fucked up, bro.
Or she's like, "I need the money."
Yeah.
She's probably, you know, barely getting in the fucking business and shit.
That's right. Yeah. I think that's what she was in it for, right? She was trying to get more and more famous.
Yeah.
So all of this for $6,000. So then come in Cassie, right? And they're interviewing Cassie. And she's talking about how after the escort would finish with her, he'd like nut on her.
Mm.
And then she would meet Mr. Combs in a different room. And she would rub the dude's semen on his nipples.
What the fuck?
Like, fucking, what kind of sick shit is that, bro?
That is fucking weird, bro.
And then would he lick the nipples? Or would he fucking, like, eat the shit?
I wouldn't put it past him. I think he did.
Because he had to, right?
I mean, at some point, there was going to be a mixture, right? Because either Cassie's going to be on top of him, her tits going to be on him.
Something.
And at some point, he would probably want to suck on her titties.
Right.
So I'm sure some of that shit got on her tits, right?
Yeah.
Man, if this fool boned Carl Winslow, I'm sure he fucking ate some fucking...
Has that been proven?
Nah, probably
not. You think Carl Winslow...
Not yet.
Is he still alive?
He's still alive.
Yeah. No, we need to wait for episode 4 of the trial. You know what I mean? To find out if Carl Winslow was really
damn,
fun.
Damn, I would pay $20 to watch that one. Imagine
Harriet,
fucking Carl Winslow on the stand. He had sex with my mama. Fuck.
Yeah, and this is only day one,
I know.
Guys.
What the fuck?
Day fucking one, fucking opening statement.
Cassie.
Opening statement. He had an escort piss in my mouth.
God damn.
Case closed.
Case closed.
But why an escort, though? Why did he have to pay someone? I think anybody would have done it for $6,000. Did he need a professional?
Because they have fucking endless and endless amounts of money, bro.
I know, but they have endless and endless amount of friends around that he could just say, "Hey, man, come here. Fuck her and pee in her mouth."
It's a fucking thrill. There's a thrill factor in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude.
It's tough.
I'm not that rich, so I wouldn't be able to do that kind of stuff.
Right.
But if I did have that money, I would do some shit.
You would do some shit? You would like pay people to do some shit?
I would do some crazy shit.
Or you would say, like, you know what? Just give me $2,000. I'll piss in her mouth.
No, why would I be the one doing that shit?
I would piss in somebody's mouth for less than that.
I know. That's what I thought.
Like $2,000.
He's like, I have. I
know. How did it get up to?
Said, I've done that shit for free.
How did it get up to $6,000? That's a lot of money. $6,000 is a lot of money.
Well, because you're talking about fucking Sean Combs, bro. Like, that's the thing. If I'm coming in as an escort and this was like, I'll give you $200 to... Mm-hmm.
Hell
fuck
nah.
You.
Nah, because
you're rich.
Yeah, it's Mr. What are we calling
Mr.
him?
Mr. Combs.
Mr. Combs. You're also being paid for your silence too.
Ah, see that's
yeah.
See, I'd want $200 for my services,
and then
$5,800
for me not to say shit.
Exactly.
There's more.
Oh
what?
Shit! Oh no.
No, because the guy is essentially making a porno. Because he's filming it. The thing is, it's being filmed.
That's true.
So he's making money because he's in a porno.
Did they know it was being filmed?
Oh, that I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't.
Because I don't think he had a camera crew fucking right there directing shit.
Yeah, probably not.
Was it an iPhone or was there actual professional cameras around?
He probably just had cameras in his room.
Was it good lighting? Because, you know, every time you want to make a porn in your room, it's terrible lighting, bro. Yeah. You look terrible, bro.
Yeah, when you're watching like the amateur shit, it was like, man, why do people like amateur shit?
Right, amateurs. That's wrong, right. Yeah, yeah. No, not me.
Yeah,
amateurs.
Fucked up angle. It was like dark.
I know.
Come on.
It's a little too low sometimes.
I like it because it makes me feel better about myself. You know what I mean? Because they're fucking amateurs. And it's like, all right, I'm better than that.
But sometimes amateurs have better sex than porn actors, though, right?
True.
Because it's real.
Because it's real. Yeah.
And you know that she's not faking it.
Yeah.
It really takes me out of a porn when I watch like a real porn star. Like, you know damn well she's not feeling it.
You know when she's not feeling it? When they're talking too much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, daddy. Oh, yeah, like that. Oh, like this, like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're so big. Like, shut up, bitch.
I know.
God.
Shut up.
Seriously. The moans need to change, right, bro. Like, fuck? You change with the times. It gets like crescendo. It gets bigger and bigger, and then there's like a whole big old crash.
Someone needs to come out with the New Testament of sex sounds, you know?
Yes. Yeah, and put it in the fucking crescendo. Exactly. God damn it.
Yes, man.
What? That just sounds like a fancy-ass cabinet. Put it in the crescendo.
You know that back then in the 70s, there was no sound. There was no like sound of women. It was just music.
What?
That was best, bro, because you had to imagine it, bro.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Like, I'm talking about vintage porn.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean in the 30s?
No, in the 70s. In the 70s, it was like the heyday of porn, bro. Uh-huh. This was when the best porn was coming out. And they didn't actually have... like the voices, they didn't have sound. They just had music background.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Really?
Now you remember? Yeah.
I don't remember that shit.
So most porn was just
wow. It was just that.
There you go. Yeah.
The action. Yeah.
Yeah.
True,
and so
true.
You had to imagine everything. It was more a theater of the mind than anything else. But you would see her ecstasy, like in her face. Like you would see how she was like when she was coming and shit. But you would never have to hear it.
Yeah.
So that was a little.
So it was just all visual and shit.
All visual, bro.
And they had hairy pussies back then,
oh my
too.
God, yes.
Yeah. They had the fucking bush. But you know what? The whole no sound thing, I think it allows you to fucking focus on what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think when they do like the porno moans and shit, like that's a fucking distraction.
Yes, I know.
When they're too much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like it's, come on. We don't need all of that.
No.
Like, can somebody shut her up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I immediately change it. I'm like, oh, you know what? No, I'm done. I'm done with that shit.
Man, I remember back in my heyday and shit, there was this girl that I was hooking up with. She was porno loud. And I would, and at first I was just like, okay, you know, but eventually I was just like, I'm like, you got to cut that shit out. I go, I'm like, you don't have to do that for me. And, and she was just naturally that fucking loud. And it was annoying. Like, after a while, I used to make her bite a fucking pillow. And it was too much.
Maybe you were that good.
I wasn't. That's what I told. And the funny thing is, I told her. I go. You don't have to lie to me. I know I'm not that good. Like
you're like he's like I've been with other women and I know I wasn't that good.
I was like all of a sudden, you know what I mean? And, but for me, that like at the beginning, it was kind of like okay, I'm killing it. But but then eventually, it's just like nah, shit was a distraction. And I'm just like nah, it was just too much.
But maybe you were that good, and you just don't know it. And maybe she was just that sensitive, and she really loved it. You know?
Yeah, because she wasn't faking it. Like after a while, because I was kind of an asshole when I was young, and well, to women, and and so I was just like, dude, like cut that shit out. Like I'm not into that. Mm. And instead of me being grateful that I was getting some fucking pussy, you know, but, and knowing she's like, what? I can't help it. There you go. And I was just like, oh, well.
All right. By all means.
By all means. Yeah, I still used to make her fucking bite a pillow.
Poor you, Victorious.
Wow.
Poor you.
Poor me.
Your ego was this small because of her.
I said, how dare you? How dare you try to build me up? What the fuck?
Don't you know I'm broken?
I don't in hindsight, that's kind of a fucked up story.
I know.
For you, yeah.
I know.
you fucked up your own fucking future, bro.
Asshole, bro.
Yeah, that wasn't cool, man. I probably made her all self-conscious too.
I know.
No, now she's quiet as a church mouse, bro.
Yeah, now she's probably fat as fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking Christian woman, probably.
Yeah. Doesn't like to be touched anywhere. Oh, fuck.
Man. I ruined one of the good ones.
Damn it, bro.
Or maybe she killed herself.
Oh, come on.
No.
That's fucked up.
That's possible.
No, that's fucked up.
Hey, some women have low self-esteem.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's fucked up. Man. You don't talk about that here.
You don't put them back in the closet.
Yes.
Oh.
People die every day.
I understand that, okay? But you don't, in this show, we don't reference that as a good thing, you know? That was a horrible thing.
I didn't say it was a good thing.
Well, it sounded like you were rooting for that.
He was just throwing out different ideas.
Yeah. I understand. But I don't know, man. I had to put him in the closet. I think he deserved it.
I don't know.
I don't deserve shit.
I mean. Well, you don't. You said it right. You don't deserve shit.
Oh, you want me to kill myself?
No. I didn't say that. I did not say that.
All right. I know there's a knife in here somewhere.
No. There's a hammer. That's for you to hammer, nail your condoms on the wall. Find it.
I didn't bring any today.
I know. But I'm not going to turn on the light, so you just got to poke around. And
find it. I know where it's at. Hey, let me out the closet. I have something to say. I have something to add to the segment.
You want to get out of the closet?
Yeah, I promise.
You want to come out the closet?
I'll be good.
He just wants to come.
I want to be let out.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Let me out. Shit.
Ay.
All right.
I don't think you deserve it, but go ahead.
I'll be good. I'll be good.
I'm sure you won't.
No confidence.
Those words have never been said.
You're destroying Barlow's like I destroyed the girl's self-esteem.
I know.
Hey, man. Hey,
I have no faith in you.
If
bro.
I'm not here next week, y'all better send an ambulance to my house.
No, you'll be all right. You'll be all right.
So, you know what? So, going back to the P. Diddy shit or the Mr. Combs shit.
Sure.
You know how he paid the fucking escort to fucking come on the girl and piss in her mouth and whatnot?
Yeah.
And then he basically, I'm sure he licked the fucking cum off
her tit. He did some freaky shit for sure.
So, you know there's people, you know how he was fucking watching too and he was just watching the dude fuck his girl?
Sure.
There's people, there's regular people that do that shit all the time, right?
Absolutely.
Swingers, you know, whatever the fuck.
Hot wifing. There's a thing called hot wifing.
Hot wifing.
Yes.
What's that?
That's like when you actually...
Tell us more.
There's more.
He was excited as fuck.
I was like, hot wifing. It sounds hot.
No, there's crazy people that just love to watch their wife getting banged by some random dude. And I said it weird, but it's some random dude.
How's that different from, what do they call it, cuck? Being a cuck.
It's kind of the same.
It's like the same?
It's the same, but I don't. For some reason, they're just proud of it. And then they're in the room. Actually, that's probably the difference. They're in the room.
Uh-huh.
Being a cuck is just letting your wife go out and having her fucking experience and then her come back to you.
And she tells you the story.
And she reports back.
But hot wifing is when you're in the room. Apparently. I'm not an expert. I just you know, I just
You seem like you know a lot.
Well, I just learned about it on Instagram. So it's gotta be true, right?
It's gotta be true.
It's gotta be
100%.
Yes. So yeah, that's one of the things that I think happens, bro. But I've seen it firsthand, by the way.
Okay.
When I went to Cancun, what was it? Cabo. Like a few years ago,
okay,
my roommate, buddy of mine,
mm-hmm.
he was at the pool and I saw him hanging out with this couple. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay, everybody's friendly here. We're all good. They were a Latino couple. And then I just noticed that he was going back with them. And I'm like, okay, that's a little weird, but whatever. He went back to their room.
You weren't afraid that he was going to get kidnapped or anything?
Well, we were in a resort. It was all inclusive. I thought maybe they had some alcohol in the room.
The rape was included.
The rape?
Oh, I mean the grape.
They have alcohol in the room?
No, they do. They
but it's all inclusive.
It's all inclusive.
So why go back to the room when there's alcohol? Why? There's a bar. No,
but the party, the pool party was over. So maybe they were like, they're going to continue the party in the room.
Probably cocaine. Cocaine line.
Maybe. You know, they indulged.
Okay.
But he came back.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he told us the story. And he was telling us that, dude, the guy just enjoyed watching his wife getting railed by some random dude. Holy shit. The day before was his turn, and the wife was watching, not participating, watching him rail some girl.
Oh, I thought he railed your friend.
No.
I was like, oh, shit.
No. Just railed some random girl.
Yeah.
That they recruit, by the way. Right. And I, you know what? Now that I think of it, she was there. Her and her man were there when we got there.
Okay.
And they were at the pool right by the...
They're scoping. They were scoping.
Yes. And they were talking to these young girls.
Uh-huh.
And she was recruiting. And you could tell she was recruiting. But, I mean, obviously we left and we didn't pay attention to what happened afterwards.
Yeah.
But that's probably the girls that he banged the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day was her turn. And my friend banged the wife.
So
he claims.
Do you think the husband fucking joined in?
That's the thing, dude. He claims.
He just watched.
That he just watched. He was just on the chair just watching, masturbating. But
and all of this was for free.
Apparently it was for free. Yes.
So he didn't get paid. He didn't pay.
That I know of, no. Actually, he lost a hat. So
he lost a little bit.
He paid a hat.
What if the husband paid him to let the husband also join in? Like I'm gonna join you, but you don't have to fuck me, you don't have to touch me, but I'm gonna join you. I'm going to be, you know, either she's gonna be sucking my dick while you're fucking her, or, you know, vice versa, you know, something.
And he's not being touched sexually at all.
Right.
Not even as a bro hug, right?
I mean, maybe like a high five or like a tap.
An Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, you know, something.
What if?
Like, would you accept that offer? Like,
how much?
Like $1,000.
$1,000? Yeah. With his wife?
Yeah. And you ain't fucking him, but you're right next to each other.
We're 18 again, right? We're 19 again.
Yeah, 19, 20.
Okay. We're at Papa's and Beer?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
No, you're at an all-inclusive resort.
In Cabo. In Papa's and Beer. Because Papa's and Beer is more fun, bro.
Yeah, but it's not an all-inclusive resort. That's just a fucking club.
Let's just pretend it is.
Okay, fine. That's cheap.
Yeah, I know. Okay. But it's more fun.
All right. Oh, we're at 19, right?
Listen.
We don't know anything better. Yeah, oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You know what? Let me put my 36-year-old brain aside.
There we go.
And let me go back to 18, you know, about 15 years ago.
Exactly. Listen, if you go back and you go to the Papa's and Beer store, there's a sign, a big sign. Big sign that says no sex in the store.
Right.
What?
That sign was made for somebody that was having sex in the store. Mm-hmm. So tell me Papa's and Beer wasn't fucking crazy, bro.
Papa's and Beer was fucking crazy.
Fucking beer.
Women, you know, the chicks will go. A lot of them wouldn't be wearing any fucking underwear. It was fucking, they, you know, they'd be dancing on stage.
Oh, like, yeah, you see everything.
You're like, you're watching them, and it's like, oh, okay.
This was the 90s.
I know.
And then they would get mad when you would grab their ass. What the
like,
fuck?
Like, dude, you're not wearing any underwear. Mm-hmm. I guess I saw your whole pussy.
We're officially dating.
I know.
I almost got kicked in the head for taking a picture. That's
really?
All, yeah, that's all I got to say. Yeah.
Well, you went too far.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
I mean, come on.
It's
for the moment, bro.
When a guy gets kicked by a mule, he's like, he's fucked up for life, right?
Right.
I would have been fucked up for life, bro.
And then they had like the high heels and shit.
That's what I'm saying. Those big ass fucking platform shoes.
Yeah, they would have fucked you up.
Bro, that's worse than a mule, right?
Probably.
That's a Clydesdale.
He Clydesdale.
Clydesdale. All right, so.
$1,000.
Would you take $1,000?
At 19.
19?
Yeah.
$1,000 was a lot of money back then, bro.
Uh-huh. That's like $3,000 now. Probably more.
No, it is. It is. Yeah, it's the equivalent to $3,000 now. And that, for some reason, $3,000 doesn't sound like a lot. But at 19.
I know.
That sounds like a lot.
We can go on a 7-day cruise with $3,000.
God, that's true. Yeah. It's a hard choice, bro.
I'll take it.
You would?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm already there. Mm-hmm. All he's doing is just fucking joining on the other side and fucking having her suck his dick or whatever the fuck, titty fucking her or whatever.
It's a scary proposition, though.
Is he, he's giving you the money up front?
Yeah, money's already in my pocket, in my pants.
All right.
Mm-hmm. See, it's a scary proposition for me.
Why?
The reason being is because I'm vulnerable.
Jerry, he's like, hey, man, I may forget and I may touch his ass.
No, I hope not. I hope I don't.
He's
forget.
Like, what am I doing?
Why am I touching his ass? Why is my hand still there?
No, it's just I'm vulnerable.
Vulnerable in what sense? I mean,
why is my dick in his ass?
No, I'm naked.
Oh, you're naked.
I don't have a weapon. This guy could come up behind me and then, you know, like, I just.
It's you know what? You're safer with him next to you.
Next to me, yes.
Because if he's behind you watching.
Sure.
At any point, he can come and fucking slit your throat.
Right.
You're fucking falling down. You're still warm, so he's going to fuck you in the ass.
But what if, as
you're dying.
But
damn.
What if he gets up after, like, you know, getting his dick sucked by his wife in front of me because I'm on top of her. And he's like, kind of circles around. I'm distracted. I'm still in there trying to, like, you know, pleasure her. Uh-huh. I'm not going to just follow him, like, just look at him and follow him where he's going. That's ridiculous.
Dude,
I'm not going to do that.
Dude, your first fucking mistake was going into that room with them in the first place.
Exactly. That's what I want to say right now. Because
at any point, if they wanted to kill you. Mm-hmm. At that, you're dead, bro. Mm-hmm.
It's just bad. Right. It's just bad news.
You're already done. You're already done.
I know.
You're drinking whatever the fuck they're serving you. Mm-hmm. You're fucking done.
Exactly.
So, you know, just be grateful that you got to fuck his wife and you got to fuck him.
And
you got $1,000.
In the last few minutes. Well, the $1,000 I don't get to spend. Think about that.
But you, at least in your mind, you're like thinking, oh, I have $1,000.
It's kind of, you're telling me, like, when you're in a dream and you find $1,000 and you start stuffing it in your pocket knowing that it's a dream, and you're like, you're going to wake up and you're going to check your pockets. That's what you're telling me.
I don't know if it's a dream until I wake up.
I know, but you're going to be dead with no money in your pocket.
I go to the next world.
You'll be all right.
You'll be okay.
But then Dream Barlow's already spent it.
That's true.
On what?
On hookers and blow.
I can't do it, man. I'm sorry. I just can't.
No.
I can't do it.
So you're going to die poor.
I just have to, bro.
Wow.
Sexless, too, by the way.
Because I think if you're already in that situation, right, like your chances of making it out or not are already what they are. Why not chance it for another $1,000?
Yeah, they're not 100%. Like, it's 50-50.
I'm not going in any room with any guy and be vulnerable like that. There's no way.
But what if his wife is hot as fuck? Which is the one you're fucking right now.
Give me a celebrity. What are we
I know the Atomized motherfucker. God, damn.
Come on.
Of course.
See, that's all not right. Right. That's right. Just see, not right.
Yeah, right? Come on. I know the Atomized.
Give me a 90s celebrity, because I know the Atomized is just unfair.
Halle Berry. Oh, God damn it. Fuck it. Salma Hayek.
There's no winning.
This is not fair, bro.
Come on. Who else? Fucking.
I mean, at 19, you're
Cindy
that.
Cindy Crawford.
I'm that stupid at 19. I'm that stupid.
You would go.
I would have to go at 19. Yes. Right. We're talking about Salma Hayek.
Imagine Salma Hayek is like, you know what? For one night, I want to be with the regular folks.
God damn it! I'm regular folks.
The regular folks. Here. Yeah, but still, man, that's she's a celebrity, but like going with fucking strangers it's creepy. Like, I don't know if you guys remember that story that Danny Boy would tell about when we were in Vegas and the basketball guy was trying to pimp out his wife to me.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Was that true?
That was a true story,
oh
bro.
My God.
And I didn't go for it. I was 19. I was not. She wasn't that hot. She looked like a fucking meth head and shit. But I don't know. Like, it makes me think, like, if she were hotter, like, if I would, because she was like rubbing my back and she was about it, bro. She was about it.
So tell the people.
The people.
You know, kind of the backstory of what Danny Boy was
supposed to
be.
Right.
Was
so
telling them.
Okay. So the backstory was that, all right. So I was 19 years old and we were at a casino. And so we go to the bar, and all of a sudden, like, Danny Boy starts talking to to this white dude, right? And this white dude turns out to be like an assistant coach at UNLV. And so I'm there with Danny Boy, and Danny Boy starts telling the coach, "Oh, you see this motherfucker right here? Man, like fucking averaging 32 points a game, 22 rebounds, all these crazy fucking stats." So the coach starts getting fucking a hard on, right?
Wow.
He starts getting a fucking hard on, and he calls his wife over. He calls his wife over. The wife comes over. He's like, "Honey, I want you to meet Mctorious." Like, you know,
he's like, "I want you to meet, what's your name, sir? Dikembe Mutombo."
Might as well, right? Dude, and then he's like telling her, right? Like, "Oh, you know, he's an up and coming, but whatever, this, this, and that." And she's like, "Oh, really?" And right away, this bitch starts rubbing my back, right? Wow. And she's like, and I forgot what he said, but it was kind of in the ballpark of like, kind of like take care of, like, uh-huh, like be good to him, uh-huh, kind of thing, you know?
You treat him nice now.
Yeah. What? Yeah, something like that. And the thing is, like, this bitch was down, and he was, like, throwing his wife out there like that. Wow. And for some reason, like, I chickened out. She wasn't that hot. She looked like a fucking meth head. And I wonder if she was hotter, like, if things would have been a little different. Mm. Like, if I would have been like, okay.
Like, if she looked like Cameron Diaz or somebody.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think my hands would have gotten a little busy with her.
Isn't that illegal to give gifts to possible recruits?
Possibly.
Not if there's no actual connection, like actual signage of contracts. Mm, I don't think.
Okay.
At least back then. Now they have that what do they call that shit? NIB? NIH? Or
NIH, I think. NIH, right? I want to say that's it. Oh, NIL. NIL.
NIL. Yeah, NIL. They get fucking paid now.
Yeah, they get paid now. But back then in the 90s.
Like, you couldn't even receive any kind of gifts.
You couldn't, maybe. But, you know, there were.
Wait, was pussy a gift?
That sure is a gift.
Damn.
And it, I mean, even
that
would have
ruined my chances.
What chances?
Exactly. Bitch, that's the real reason I didn't go pro.
Like, fool, you were throwing up triple singles, triple O's.
You said triple singles.
You already had bad knees at 19.
I did. Triple singles? What the fuck? Hey, fucking Daddy Boy sold the shit out of it, bro.
But come on, 32 points, 22 rebounds a game.
Hey,
he's like 12 assists.
12 assists?
What are you, fucking Michael Jordan? What the fuck?
That was...
Man, you're only 6'2".
At that point. Yeah, at that point, I was 6'2".
I mean, at that point, you're the shortest one in the fucking game, bro. What the hell?
Oh, Charles Barkley's like 6'2", I think.
Nah, hell
he?
No.
No, he can't be.
Nah, 6'2".
More like a Derek Fisher, fool.
Derek Fisher. Okay,
Derek Fisher.
Yeah.
Derek
six
Fisher
feet.
Was 6'2".
Yeah.
No, I thought he was 6 feet.
Is he 6 feet? I think he's 6'2".
Really? Yeah, okay. He's like 6'2".
So. I have no idea.
Nah, fool. Fucking.
Steve Nash is probably 6 feet.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. See, they look small, fool, but they were fucking.
They were up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, compared to all these fucking. Yeah, that was before I became 6'11". What the fuck? But yeah.
You got a growth spurt, bro.
Yeah. But now I can't even comment on that because, you know, I was 19 and I was stupid back then and I still didn't go for it. Maybe because she wasn't that attractive.
If she was hot, she
I think I would have been down.
But this was Vegas.
Yeah, and it was Vegas.
And the alcohol was flowing.
Yeah.
Why did you say no, though? Did you sense danger? That's what I want to know. Because with all of this that you're saying, there's a guy in the room, bro. That's danger.
No, but
that's what I would say. No,
I don't think the husband was gonna go. I think he was just.
I think let the wife go.
Well, you never know.
But if the guy would have been like, "Oh, come over to our room,"
hell no.
No, that's a red flag.
I would have been like, "Okay, let me take her to my room. Mm-hmm. You stay here. We'll come back."
Yeah, see, that makes more sense.
Yeah. Then you fucking kill her.
I thought it was innocent. I let her go with this guy that we just met. You know, he didn't look dangerous.
But he is the number one prospect.
Right. He gave my stats to the police.
So he's easy to find.
Hey. You know, anyone can make that mistake. You know, I'm an assistant coach. Someone throws at me 32 points a game, but 22 rebounds.
Gotta recruit.
I mean, I gotta recruit. I gotta let him fuck my wife.
He's like, you don't understand. He was averaging 32 points. 32 fucking points. Fucking guy, man.
Wow.
And that's the thing. Like this fool was throwing his wife away over some stupid story.
But you know what? We haven't even mentioned at how many recruits has his wife fucked.
Yeah, that's true.
Because there's no way you were the first one.
No way.
You know?
Nobody was scoring 32 points like me, bro. I'm starting to believe it now. Be like, man, damn, I was good.
He's like, man, I wasted my life.
I know. And you know, this was before they even had the three-point line, bro. So this was a long time ago. My God, 32 points, fuck.
Man, you can be an NBA announcer, bro.
I could have been somebody.
Instead, you're over here fucking podcasting for free.
I know, right?
God damn. Listen to me.
It's the Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
Fellas, we've been on a trip of like 1999 nostalgia. I don't even know how to say this, bro. But
I don't know how I was hanging out with you guys in 99. Yeah. I was a little young, but you know,
it was a fucking disaster.
I'm like an old soul.
I know. But it's been a good trip down memory lane, right?
It has been, for sure, bro.
What if I asked you? You go to bed tonight and you wake up in 1999 and the last 30 years were just a dream. What's the first thing you do? And I know my math is wrong.
But yeah, it
was supposed to be 1995.
Yeah.
But I like 1999.
Okay.
It's like party like it's 1999.
Right.
You were thinking about a Prince song.
I probably was.
And it was. You said it was all a dream, right?
It was all a dream. You wake up in 1999, but it was all a dream.
All a dream.
None of the shit that you dreamt is true. None of the shit that you dreamt is going to come true. It was just a dream.
Oh, what?
Yes.
No. Okay. Yeah. You bastard.
No, I'm just saying. Al Bundy.
He just added that part.
No.
None of the shit you dreamed is going to come true.
You can't do that.
Yes, you can.
No.
Just like Al Bundy.
He's like, you have to have hope.
It's my fucking question, motherfucker.
No, it's my question. It's not an also question. It's my question.
So there's no chance that your stuff could come through.
None of it.
True.
None of it. No investments.
No Google. Nothing. No fucking cryptocurrency.
None of that. Wow. All of that is gone.
That's terrible.
And even then, when you dream, most of the shit you forget anyway, right?
Yeah, but
I mean, you're going to remember.
But it's 30 years of fucking dreaming.
I get it. But you're going to forget most of it. But okay, it doesn't matter. None of it is real because it was just a dream.
Well, bitch, if I'm forgetting everything, then what does it matter?
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
I just wake up and now I'm fucking back to being a stupid high school student.
Well, sure. Sure.
I mean elementary.
Yes, elementary. Right. Sure.
Wait, so what's the question?
So you wake up in 1999.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's the first thing you do?
And it was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
I used to read Word Up magazine.
You did?
Yes.
Salt and pepper.
Heavy D.
in the limousine.
In the limousine, yeah. Hanging pictures on my wall.
I don't know.
Bartles is like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? That's
I know they're
that's a song.
I know they're rapping.
We're not rapping. What are you talking about?
We're trying to be lyricist over here. fuck, man.
No, I don't like it.
I don't care if you don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't care.
Because it's really like, what do you do with it?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What's the fucking point?
What's the first thing you do?
You're like, fuck,
fucking find you and kick your ass?
No. Okay.
You say, who made this question?
If I can be a little profound, okay?
Go for it.
You know what you did in this life.
Just not in my face.
I didn't mean it like that. No, but you know what you did in this life, okay? You know how hard you worked, and you know what it took to get to where you are right now. Now you're back, and you were what? 1999, how old were you in 1999, Victorious?
19.
And obviously you were what?
9.
Okay.
Bitch. Hey, but his math ain't wrong.
I have my whole life ahead of me. I'm sitting over there throwing rocks at my neighbor Bobby Joyner.
Right. But, like, you know, how do you proceed? What's the first thing you want to do when you wake up?
God, man. I don't know. I don't know if you would go into, like, some kind of depression. Like, it's like, right. If it was that real.
Wow. Yeah, because that means your kids are gone.
Yeah, or whatever you had going on.
Your wife.
You're right.
Your job.
No, you're fucking, too. Yeah, what? You're not fucking anymore.
Oh, that's right. Well, he's 19. You're 19. You're 19.
Well, I know, but I wasn't fucking on the regular.
I'm barely discovering my penis.
That's true.
There he is.
Oh, but you know what? If I remember, I like, oh, I know what this is for. Maybe I'll start fucking earlier. Oh, you know what? That's the first thing I'm going to do.
Wow.
I'm going to start fucking girls.
What?
I mean, at nine.
What? How old would you want to start? How old do you want to be when you start having sex?
Well, if I can get hard at 9.
No, please don't have sex at 9. That's terrible.
Imagine I get some chick pregnant.
That's terrible.
And my life turns into shit.
What's the earliest you heard a girl got pregnant when you were in high school?
10.
About 10.
10. Wow. I heard 14. I thought that was too young.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, but no, that's too young. Even at 14. No, I will say no. I would want to wait till I'm 17 again. 17 was perfect age to start having sex.
Man.
Because I was almost ready. I graduated by 17, by the way.
Man.
And I had sex right before I graduated. So
yeah,
it was a good good graduation present for myself.
Uh-huh. First time having sex was 16. Mm-hmm. First hand job, I think I was 14.
Mm, okay.
I think
that's... You gave your first hand job at 14.
Yeah. And then I received the hand job at 16.
Okay.
Fuck you. No, Jericho. I received the handjob.
Oh, I see. I'm
He's
sorry.
Like, I was always on the board. On the cup. You know? Was on the cup. Always on the cup.
I'm a man of science. God damn it.
Oh, yeah, no, but, that's... forget sex. All right, sex,
I would wait till like 13, 14.
Okay.
To like actually have sex.
That's still kind of young.
But okay. I'm going to start practicing and getting ready because I know what's coming, you know?
Right.
Yeah, no. I'd still wait.
But that's the thing. Like, but were you in a fucking coma, or is this just one night
let's just say, because when you're in a dream state, everything can happen so quickly, right?
Right.
You know what I'm gonna do? Boom, and I'm gonna make money off of this shit. I'm gonna write fucking a series of fucking books.
Ooh.
Of the shit that I've dreamt about, and eventually. Someone's going to catch on to that shit, and they're going to invent something that, you know, cryptocurrency, Google.
Yeah, see, that's the hard part.
But at 9 years old, you're going to retain that?
I mean, I'm going to start writing as soon as possible, bro.
You won't understand what you just dreamt.
This fool wrote this shit in crayon and shit.
I know. They're going to commit this fool into a fucking insane asylum.
It's hard to tell you, man.
Like, in September 11th, 2001, the World Trade Center is going to get crashed by a plane.
That's a threat. That's a threat. Like a terrorist threat. Put him in an asylum.
But see, none of that's going to happen. Remember this.
Oh.
None of that is going to happen.
Well, fuck it.
See, none of what you dreamt is ever going to be real.
There's no fucking way. So you're saying that a PlayStation 1 is never going to get invented?
Never going to be invented, bro.
So we're going to be stuck on an N64.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's just going to be one of those things, bro.
Nah, impossible.
Well, I mean, this is my question. So that's what I'm trying to get to. The fact that everything that you dreamt is not going to be real.
I prefer a listener question.
He said, we got to throw this one back, Cherokee.
What the fuck?
Nah. So I don't know, man. It's one of those things where you might feel a little depressed. Like we were saying earlier, you feel you built this fucking life for 30 fucking years, and now all of a sudden you wake up and everything is gone, and it was so real to you, and you have to have some form of loss, right? Like, you have to feel like some form of loss, and it's like what the fuck happened?
Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm living with my mom again?
Yes.
Fuck that shit.
Talk about depression.
He's like, fuck. You know what's going to happen to me? I'm gonna kill myself.
No, you won't do that.
Fuck that shit.
You won't do that.
Fuck that shit.
Dude.
I'm out.
Yeah, there's like a no win here. Like, what can you do?
Wait, I'm nine.
You're nine.
I haven't even met my dad yet.
Not yet. Wait, what? No. Apparently, you haven't, and you won't because
none of that shit's real.
None of that shit's real.
I'm out.
Damn.
You guys are never gonna meet me.
No,
because I'm gonna be dead.
We don't exist.
What the fuck?
We Shut don't. Up, no, bitch. Not dead. Oh, whoa.
Yeah, bitch. I told him out.
I'm gonna quit at life.
Man, what would I do, man?
Yeah, what would you do?
What could you do?
I think I'll take life a little more seriously.
Oh my god.
Come on.
This guy.
Like what?
How?
No, I mean, come on. Wouldn't you pay attention more in school? Wouldn't you?
I already did.
No,
I didn't. I only fucked up when I got to college.
Exactly. So when we were in college in 1999.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you were nine.
No. Well, you know, I was a smart kid.
I know. But see, in 1999, I had no interest in paying attention in class. I just thought college was an extension of high school.
Yeah.
So imagine if you actually invested more time and more energy into, like, being good at education.
Yeah, we could have gone to Harvard or
Harvard.
Fucking Stansbury, the Harvard of the West. Is that even a real school?
I have
like
no idea.
Stansbury? Or that shit from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, okay. Like, where'd you get that shit from?
That's where fucking Jesse went.
Oh,
or that was the people that accepted Jesse.
Oh, okay.
Stansbury.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. But yeah, there probably would be a depression if you can remember all the shit that you went through.
Fuck.
In 30 years, right?
Or you can just wake up and be like, man, that was a crazy fucking dream.
Yeah.
And then you go and you live your 19-year-old life, bro.
Yeah,
just like
if nothing happened.
Like if nothing happened.
But that shit's gonna be in the back of your head, though.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? Let me change this up a little bit.
You know what I would do?
You know what
I would do though?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't give a fuck about what people thought about me.
Yeah, because I don't give a fuck now. I don't give a shit.
After you're 40, you're like, fuck them. You know, like,
you just
do what you do, and you know, you know that. Who you are.
Right.
But when you were
a
kid, you were self-conscious.
Yeah.
Right. Everything you did it because.
To try to fit in.
Yeah.
And it's fucking dumb as fuck because now, so what I do now, you know, I'm myself all the fucking time.
Right.
And I get more, it's not that I'm asking for it, but I get more fucking attention from people now than I ever did when I was like trying to be this fucking cool individual. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like just walking around. I'm just fucking minding my own fucking business. I'm at a bar. I'm wherever the fuck. And I'm just, you know, being whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the fucking attention happens.
Yeah. Because you're real. You're genuine.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, hey, how's it going? No, blah. Okay. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So yeah, I would do that shit too.
Yeah, I would do that.
Hell yeah.
That's one thing for sure.
Yeah.
But there's more. I mean, there's got to be a lot more, right?
I mean, in serious talk, yeah. Education, you would take that shit way more fucking serious. You know what? If I fucking do this and I do that, I can be here in less time than what it took me in my fucking dream.
And if you think about it, all of us, since we gave too much of a fuck about what everybody else thought, we ditched school a lot.
Uh-huh.
Because we were like, they're going out to eat.
They
think I'm lame if I don't go with them.
Yeah.
And then we missed school a lot, too.
Right.
We ditched school.
I would miss class because I was hungry. I didn't give a fuck about them food. Right. I'd be like, hey, I'm fucking down.
I'll go.
Yeah.
but it makes sense, though. And I think if, as a person, you're smart enough to really look at that where you can find the value in almost looking into the future for 30 years, you know? Mm-hmm. Even if it's not the reality of what's going to come true, like, you know, you can get something out of it, right? Like, you're like, man, I had a good job because I probably had an education. Or maybe I had a fucked up job because I didn't take school seriously.
Right.
You know, and you can change your life around.
Right.
I would treat people more people. I would treat them like with that, I don't give a fuck, but with respect. And it is just like a good time. You know, like you said, like, hey, man, I'm going to just be myself.
Yeah.
And I think you would meet more people that way. You would have more opportunities. You'd expand your network.
Right.
You'd do all that shit. And I think it's like when we were young, we were like insecure. we were just kind of like, I don't, like, thinking like, what are they thinking about me? Mm-hmm. Instead of just fucking being a good person or right. or being happy.
Or yourself.
Not or yourself. Right. Yeah, yourself.
You know, just not caring. Well, it's not really not caring. It's more just being free spirit and just yeah. thinking, just living life mm-hmm. as best as you can and improving yourself.
So I walked into this. We went to a wedding a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And they sat us at a table where we didn't know anyone. But there was a young lady. And I mean, she was about our age or whatever. The first thing she did was like, hey, my name is this or whatever. And she like just kind of like introduced herself to us. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's fucking cool. Like, and we were kids, though. Like, yeah, you know, yeah. You don't do that as a kid.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the kind of thing that I mean about like, just, dude, who gives a fuck? No one gives a fuck. No one's watching you. No one's really fucking judging you. You're just, you know, like if you're in the same little area as anyone else, like, why not make it a good time? Like, right. Why not have a good time?
Right. Yeah, people shouldn't care that much.
Right.
Well,
that taught me something, though. I was like, that's good. You could be a good person all the fucking time. Not a good person, but, you know, like right. you could be an outgoing person all mm-hmm. the time.
And that's the thing. As long as that's you, mm-hmm. and I think it's an excellent point because, like, say, if you're you all the time, you meet a lot more genuine people, right? Like, right. and either people are going to like you or they're not, you know? And it's mm-hmm. like, I don't have to pretend to be somebody that I'm not. And they like me for this person, mm-hmm. but the whole time you're hiding the real you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're hiding yourself, and eventually that comes out.
Yeah. So maybe it probably would help if we approached life that way from 19 years old.
So no crypto.
No crypto, bro. I'm sorry.
So we can't hold?
No, we can't hold.
We can't hold? No, no, but we gotta hold.
No.
Hold on.
No.
We are holding.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
Man, hey, fellas, have you guys seen those fucking Waymo cars?
What?
You guys know what Waymo is?
Yeah.
They're like...
Waymo what?
Waymo. They're just called... No. Wait, not, I'm not being hip-hop right now.
Oh.
That's just what it's called. Oh. Waymo.
They're those autonomous vehicles. What are the cameras?
Like, they have sex with themselves. Oh. They're anatomous. Yeah.
No shit.
Nah. And
they
have
more,
they have way more sex than we do.
Oh! I get it now.
Yeah. Those are basically the cars that drive themselves.
No shit.
Yeah, so now it's like, well, they have like those big fucking things on the top. And I've never gotten into one, but I've seen them around L.A. like a lot more now.
Yeah, you have really? To. You can reserve to go on a fucking driverless vehicle, a Waymo car.
Is it cheaper to have a driverless car?
That I don't know.
Than having a car?
It's all in tests, fucking, you know, it's all the fucking tests. What do you call it?
Beta testing.
It's not beta testing right now.
Sure, but shouldn't it be cheaper, though? Because there's not a person in there that needs to get paid. It's just a car.
That and you're fucking risking your life.
Well, are you?
I don't know.
And it's honestly,
that's how I would feel.
I've never done it, but I don't know. Maybe it's free just so you can fucking test it out and then review it after.
See, I'm down with that.
Yeah, that would be cool. So given that, you guys, or would you guys feel comfortable like getting into like a vehicle like that?
See, this is the problem I have with it. When you have a driverless car and traffic around here is fucking ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
And there are streets where cars just don't stop for anyone.
Right.
Like, let's say there's a stop, right? And there's a street where like there's no stop for the other car, but only a stop for the Waymo car.
Here's the easier explanation.
Uh-huh.
Imagine a Waymo car
sure.
in a Mexican fucking road.
I like that.
In TJ.
Sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the cars are just ruthless,
mm-hmm.
and they're not stopping for anybody, right. especially right. not a Waymo car.
They ain't following no fucking rules.
No,
because you know?
The Waymo car has to have some rules where, right. like, okay, they need to have like clearance of like maybe 35 meters.
Right.
I don't know why meters is a thing for fucking Waymo cars, but it's meters.
Right. Okay.
35 meters is a long way.
Yeah.
And there ain't no 35 meters, bro.
Fuck.
It's probably. Yeah. I mean, the clearance that they have is usually 5 or less.
They go to TJ. They switch on the TJ mode.
Yes.
Quieres a la chingada, güey.
It's like bah, bah, bah. I know. And it starts honking.
And that Waymo car. I mean, sometimes it'll just inch forward, but it ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Bro.
That shit's gonna be stuck.
You're gonna be stuck for hours and hours and hours.
Fuck. And at this point, I don't know if I'm comfortable doing it, like to get in one of those yet. I don't know. I don't have a lot of faith in technology yet, man.
Shut up. I would do it.
You would do it?
Yeah. I fucking love technology. I think it's amazing. I think it's the shit that, you know, the shit that's pushing everything, you know? So I would get in.
Like, what if there was a fucking glitch? No, but what are the chances, right?
Hey, if there's a glitch, you know, shit, I better have signed a fucking good fucking life insurance contract and, you know, whatever.
That's it. This is my cash cow.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Mm-mm. No.
You're not getting in, Jerky?
I'm not getting in.
I'm going to do it.
There's no way. Because what if I can't get out? This motherfucking car just locks the fucking doors and says, you ain't getting out. It's too dangerous.
Right.
I'm not getting sued. Waymo is like, no, I'm not getting sued. You can't get out.
You're mine now.
Yes.
Oh, you got to read the contract.
Yeah, exactly.
The vehicle can lock the car and if it feels threatened and not let you out.
Right.
That's fucking wild.
I mean, what if we get surrounded by a pack of fucking like skaters? Oh, Waymo can't run them over. You know what I mean? And they're right. Just taunting us because they right. Know it's a Waymo.
You know what?
Car.
Let's go with the current situation. What? A pack of those little bike people.
Oh my God! Have you seen that? Oh
yeah. Why is it always ghetto?
Yeah, no. And they turned it into that.
Hold
yeah.
on. Have you seen the video on Instagram?
No. What?
So there was a pack, and when I say a pack, there were probably like 20 of them.
Oh shit.
Of those little motorcycles.
Did you see the video I sent you here in Downey where there was like fucking 50 of them?
Was that it? Is that the one that?
No,
I saw?
That it was like a year ago, maybe.
I don't know. I just saw one last night. My wife was showing it to me.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It was a pack of like little motorcycle ones, and there was like an SUV. Fucking doing circles to fucking like she was. They were hunting for these little fucking motorcycles.
Oh shit!
And they finally got one.
Wow!
And it was fucking hilarious to me. I don't know why, but they must have done something to that fucking
car.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And that it was hunting them and it was missing them.
Damn.
And finally, it went into like a gas station, into the driveway of a gas station, came back out and finally got one. Bam! And they were pissed, but they, you know, like. These little motorcycles, they fucking torment people on the road.
Yeah.
And they finally got the taste of their own medicine.
Damn.
Because they're, you know, I mean, unfortunately, they're not the finest of people. they're not, you know, caviar connoisseurs.
They're not sending us their best. They're not.
You know, they're crossing the border from South Central into the beautiful streets of Downey. You know, it's like, come on. Where's the law?
Wow. Well, it was probably that video.
Yeah,
man.
So you would, in a Waymo, you would be done. Yeah.
You'd be done.
They should have like an override, right? Like where you can do like an override.
You can sit in the driver's seat and like fucking put in the code and
be like, override. Yeah. Fuck it, let's go.
Yeah.
Right.
So there was a video about a year ago that came out of a guy in a Waymo car.
Uh-huh.
And he was in the back seat and the car was just driving around in a circle.
What?
In a circle.
Fuck.
Like it got stuck somehow and it was just in a circle. And he's like, I need help. The car is just going in a circle and I can't get out because it's still moving.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Like just doing like donuts?
No, but it wasn't like going fast.
Oh.
I was like, oh shit.
It wasn't doing like actual donuts, but it was just driving in a circle.
Like street takeover.
Like, you know, like at 2 or 3 miles an
hour.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
But
okay.
It was stuck in that fucking circle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude. No, and then I saw a video too of like, I guess somebody figured out that if you put like a street cone on the hood of the Waymo, the Waymo won't move.
No.
Yeah.
See, like just too because many.
Of just because of that shit, probably because of the whole how it's set up, you know.
Yeah. There's too many ways to confuse the shit out of a Waymo.
Have you seen the little autonomous little delivery little robots?
I have seen that.
Right.
Long Beach, right?
I've seen them in Hollywood.
Okay, I've seen it.
Or like
in Long
Silver
Beach.
Lake.
Yeah.
That area?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are cool. They're like little fucking scooters or whatever the fuck. And with the little, you know, they're cute. I'm like, aw, that's cute.
You know what they should have done?
And I'm like, what I hate is when people fuck with them. Oh. Like, come on. They have feelings.
No, they don't.
But imagine they did.
Imagine.
And you're messing with it.
Wait, those are the things that deliver stuff?
Yeah.
Like and people like tip them over?
Yeah, fucking homeless people or fucking crazy people. Yeah, they'll fucking flip them over.
Dude, that's fucked up.
Yeah, they'll fucking fuck with them.
Somebody's waiting for that food.
Uh-huh, exactly. Someone's starving.
The best
and you're fucking with little baby Waymo.
Dude, the way mashed potatoes and fucking gravy are going to be all over the place.
They never made it.
What if they made them into like the shape of an R2-D2? And then you can't flip them over. They're just, that's just impossible because of the
center. Well, they got to put the little shocker on them.
That would be fucking amazing.
Yeah. Just in case a fucking stupid homeless person wanted to fucking.
Homeless people everywhere would be fucking shocked, all like kind of sleep on the side of the road because they'd be fucking knocked out.
Yeah, fuck it. And like, wow. Ah, you know that motherfucker fuck with R2-D2?
I'm telling you, man. Make him look like R2-D2 with the little shocker. Mm-hmm. It would be fucking amazing.
That would be dope.
I would love it.
Hey, man, the future's looking mighty fine.
You know what? I'm liking it. I'm liking it. Except for the Waymo. I still wouldn't get into Waymo.
No?
No. No way.
No. I think if I was tipsy enough, I'd get in it. I wouldn't care.
So, I drive an electric car.
Sure.
My car has the driverless fucking feature on it.
Really?
Right.
Yeah. So I've used it. You know, some nights when I'm tired, you know. Not that I wasn't drinking or anything, but I was just tired.
I was tired.
All
right.
Yeah. I was tired. You know, I was driving. You know, I was driving back from Temecula. You know, all I did, I just went to go get some fucking sourdough bread. I wasn't drinking or anything. And, you know, on the way back, I was tired.
You mean wine country? You didn't drink in wine country?
Nothing at all.
Okay.
Yeah. And
wow.
Driving home, I'm like, I'm with my date, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put the driver's, you know, feature on because I'm tired. You know, I'm tired. So I put it on, got me home safe and sound.
No way. All the way.
But you have to have your hands on the steering wheel or?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you put your home address and it'll take you there?
No.
Okay. It's just straight.
Straight.
If you're on a freeway.
If there's a curve, I'm going over the bridge.
What the fuck? He said I chanced it. Oh.
Wow.
No. Okay. So there's two ways. Yeah, you can have that feature. Mm-hmm. That's an extra. That's an upgrade.
Oh, okay.
Where
okay.
It will literally drive you home and park you.
Didn't know.
I have the one that is like cruise control, but it drives itself, like, right. You know, through, you know, the lanes.
It'll stay in the
lane. It won't get off the freeway for you. It won't change lanes, but it helps you, you know, especially when you're really, really tired after a long night of drinking. I mean, I'm eating sourdough bread in Temecula.
Because it makes you sleepy, right?
Yeah, it makes you sleepy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, I have that feature where it keeps you within the lanes,
uh-huh.
But I look like a drunk if I turn that on and I just try to go straight. Because it's not keeping you in the middle. It just fucking forces you to the left if I'm going right. And then it's going to go to the left, you know, and then it forces you to the right. So I look like a crazy person.
It's like a big jolt, huh?
Yeah, it's a big jolt. Yeah.
No, mine doesn't do that. It knows the lanes and it keeps you in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I took my car in for service.
Oh.
And they let me borrow. They fucked up and let me borrow an I-4.
No, they didn't fuck up. That was purposeful.
Was it really?
Yes. Fool.
Is a selling point for
that?
Yeah,
them. Yeah.
So I got an electric vehicle, an I-4.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I loved it, bro.
Really?
Oh, my God, I fucking fell in love. Dude. That's my next car.
Wow.
See?
Yeah.
They're like, got you, bitch.
They got me, bro. They fucking got me. But they pump in that fake engine noise into the car.
Oh, yeah. I told you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
That's what I have in my car.
Man.
I was like,
I'm like, room, room, motherfucker.
Yeah. Man, right now, every time I fucking, like, a electric car drives by, I feel like I'm going to heaven and shit. It's just like, what the fuck?
You're looking into space. Oh, shit. Is my heart finally going?
Jesus. Dude, and it's, like, and it's been probably about 4 months that I started paying attention to how they sound and shit. Now I can't unhear it.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go,
it's kind of like the Jetsons, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, but that's, man, what did you like about it?
I like that I can go from 0 to like fucking 60 in like 1.2 seconds.
It was that fast.
It was pretty fucking good, bro.
Wow.
Mine isn't as fast. Mine is like 3 seconds.
3 seconds, that's still fucking fast.
I know. I'm like driving and I'm like,
that's fucking crazy.
People are going slow. As soon as I see a gap, like,
yeah. The thing that I didn't like was seeing the percentage go down. I was like, you
just,
motherfucker.
Just think about it as a gas meter, fool.
No, it's different. It's way different. He's man. Like,
it's a number.
God damn it, dude. Like, it was averaging like a percentage per minute or something. It was fucking terrible.
It's all percentage?
Yeah, in my head anyway. Okay. It just kept going percentage. I was like, well, how many miles I got? It wouldn't tell me. It would just tell me percentage-wise. I'm like,
oh. No, it should tell you how many miles.
Well, it did, but I had to look for it.
Ah! He just wants fucking sympathy.
I did, man. It was horrible, man.
But it was smooth ride, it was smooth. Everything, right?
Yeah. I really liked it.
Damn.
Right? I told you. Did I tell you?
You did tell me.
I told you a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. I was like, hey, I'm going to go electric. And you laughed at me.
I did.
Just like when you told us about Bitcoin.
I know. And you laughed. 6 months later.
Like, what the fuck?
Hey, all you listeners, don't forget. Hold! Hold, motherfuckers! Keep on holding!
Hey, this is Oso and Chavo, and you're listening to Ask the Fella, where everybody can get fella.
All right, fellas.
What?
Time to go.
What? Already?
We've been recording for 30 years.
No, not 30 years.
Well, you know, based on that fucking dream.
That is true.
God, that was a horrible fucking question.
I mean.
Because none of this shit is going to come true. Because there's no benefit to it at all, man. Aside from fucking changing my life a little bit.
It was just a fever dream, bro.
God.
Those fever dreams are crazy. Have you ever had fever dreams?
Bro.
Are those like wet dreams?
No, nothing like wet dreams.
No, wet dreams are fun. Shit, man. Nah, man. Yeah, crazy.
No worries.
Oh, yeah. All right, boys. We got to go.
We're leaving.
Hey, man. Go Dodgers.
Really? What's going on with the Dodgers?
They're playing well. Pitching's all fucked up, but still, yeah, you know, sure we're still there.
I guess, but still I don't know. There. I'm not feeling it this year.
Why?
They're winning, but they're not winning the way I want them to win.
Well, because our pitching, bro.
No, the pitching's terrible.
Dude, we only have Yamamoto and fucking Gosselin. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, he just came back. Mm-hmm. The redhead, the ginger guy.
Yeah.
Is he back?
No,
or is he injured again?
There's no way he's back.
He's injured again?
Fucking Myers. No, not Myers.
Yeah, Myers. Dustin Myers.
Dustin Mayer. Mayer.
Dustin Mayer. He's a redhead.
Yeah.
The other young Japanese guy, I forgot his name, Soshi or Shishi or...
That guy, he's got confidence issues.
Yeah,
but okay, yeah. We need to build him up a little more.
And at some point, Ohtani's going to come and start pitching. But
let's hope so. And that's half the year they said he was there.
And apparently, Kershaw's back.
Yeah, I'm not very excited about Kershaw coming back.
I think he needs to come out of the bullpen.
You know what? If we can give him like maybe 3 innings, he'd be okay.
Yeah, six
innings, there's no way he can make that. Anyway...
Anyway, man, go Dodgers.
Way.
Yeah.
Love the Dodgers, man.
I do love the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're going to win like 13 to 14, that's tough.
Yeah.
You can't let them score 13 runs. That's fucking terrible.
Right. And we can't be coming back and shit trying to win that with the last game with the fucking with the Diamondbacks and shit.
Oh, my God.
That was fucking pure fucking luck. I mean, it was Ohtani on the fucking plate, you know. But fuck. Anyway, Victoria's like,
I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, like, I thought we were leaving.
he's like, man, I need to go fucking practice because I gotta really increase my 32 points and 22 rebounds.
You know you're wearing a Dodger hat, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
That was my birthday hat.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy.
Anyway, with that said, zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers. Damn, I'm tired. Yeah, I'm not going to be here next week, by the way.
What? Why not?
Because I didn't get a dollar.
Okay.
Oh, man. Fun fucking show, man. God, we spent a lot of time on fucking Diddy, bro. Or Diddy. Diddy, Mr. Combs, man, looking forward to
does he still deserve that type of respect?
No, I don't think so. Of course not. No,
not even Mr. Combs. Huh?
He's like Mr. Cosby.
Maybe.
No.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
But man, it's gonna be a fun trial, man. It's gonna be crazy. Yeah. So that's it. Thank you guys, man. It was a good time. And shout out to Beans from Chicano. She got married.
She got married.
I think this weekend.
I was, you know.
We weren't invited, were we?
No, we weren't.
Nah.
I didn't think that was going to happen.
I think it got lost in the mail.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, so shout out to her and her husband. And also to all the graduates, man. There's a lot of people graduating right now. So shout out to you if you're one of the lady fellas, and you're graduating.
And dads too, right? Isn't it grads and dads? Isn't it Father's Day coming up soon?
Oh, yeah. That's in June. But nobody cares about fucking Father's Day.
We care about it in this room. We got two fathers in here.
Yeah, don't give a shit.
Isn't it in like in 2 weeks or what week?
It's in a couple weeks. A
couple weeks, bro. So, I mean, just congratulations.
Yeah, about a month. But, we're recognizing the fathers.
Of course.
Yeah, the fathers, the present fathers.
Let's just remind the lady fellas that they need to prepare a little bit for Father's Day, bro.
If you're significant other is doing, you know, what he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If he ain't paying no child support,
well,
you better not give him shit.
No, of course not.
Yeah, man. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I want to tell you guys about a show called Accused. What's accused, you ask? Yes, you did.
No, Victoria's asked.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He didn't say shit.
No, he did. You heard it.
He was just mocking me.
No, he was not mocking me. Accused is a show. I really can't explain it because it's not a show. It's like almost like Black Mirror. Have you guys watched Black Mirror?
Of course, fool. I've been wanting to tell you about it.
Okay. But every episode is a different topic or whatever you want to call it, right? So Accused is all about court proceedings or whatever, but they're all different. Every single episode is a different thing. It could be about... I don't want to give it away, man. But
one. Okay. I'm going to watch it anyway.
I mean, the first one. Did I talk about it last week? I didn't talk about it last week. I might have talked about it last week.
Did you?
And if I did talk about it last week, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. I was a little drunk last week.
Yeah.
No, I did talk about it last week because I remember explaining it a little bit.
What was it?
Say it again.
It was... Okay, so the first episode is about a... I remember telling.
Now you remember.
Tell us, fool.
Okay.
Because I don't remember.
Now it's all suspenseful.
So what would you do if you knew your child, your boy, and you knew that he was dangerous? You knew that he had a screw loose... And then he was probably planning to do a school shooting.
Oh, was that on the show?
I think that was on
the show. I don't remember.
No, that was a random conversation we were having at, I think we were at Tempo.
Okay, that's what it was. We were talking about it because I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
All right, so the first episode is all about that. Okay? And somehow the dad feels that it's his duty to stop his son. But how does he stop his son? Not commit him. He wants to kill him.
Oh, yeah, wow. Right. It was a temple.
It was? It wasn't here? You don't remember that, Victorious?
Not at all.
Nah. Holy shit.
Yeah,
it was a temple.
Yeah, it was okay. You, me, and your wife.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so that's the first episode.
What platform is that?
That's on Hulu. It's actually a Fox show, but it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
And the second episode is just as good. The third episode is just as good. They're all different episodes, but they all have that same a different story, but it's all a court proceeding. It's really good. You guys have to watch it because there's a lot of those societal type of issues that allows you to question what you would do. It's amazing, bro. You take a look at it. Hopefully, you guys will like it.
All right. No, it's not going to be my watching. No.
I hate these. Shows.
These profound shows.
Yeah, man.
Why? Yeah. You'll like it. Yeah. Just take a look at a few. They're intense.
I probably will because, you know, I gave Juror number 2 a chance and I was okay, that's good. You know, yeah. I'm surprised sometimes.
I think you may like this one because it's different every time. So, all right. So, with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes 5 stars for protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number 1 is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son cuatro compas de misterio. Y en la plática los cuatro unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast está feliz. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast. Disculpas, no tienen